The Wilcox Classical Museum contains a number of plaster casts of famous works from Greek and Roman sculpture. Perhaps one of the most impressive of these plaster casts is the cast of the figure from the east pediment of the Parthenon. The youthful nude male figure is taken from the south corner of the east pediment. The plaster cast is a faithful replica of the original marble statue. However, there is no trace of the statue's original color on either the cast or the original. The statue would have once been brightly painted, along with the rest of the Parthenon sculptures. Other than that, the plaster cast resembles what the original statue would have looked like. The male figure reclines on a piece of cloth, thought to be a mantle. Below this is an animal skin, probably a large feline based on the claws. The man's legs are bent, and the left one is tucked behind the right. He is resting on his left elbow, and his right arm is bent up at the elbow and slightly raised. The figure's torso is bent in an extreme contrapposto position because the figure had to fit inside a shallow triangular space in the pediment. Both the feet and the hands are missing, but the figure appears to have been holding something in its right hand. This sculpture is the only figure from the east pediment that survives with its head intact. The head is beardless, attributing to the figure's youthful appearance, and his eyes have a calming gaze. The Parthenon, from which this sculpture belongs, was completed by 438 BCE in Athens, under the supervision of the renowned sculptor Phidias. The Parthenon has undergone several changes since it was originally built. There was a Roman renovation of the building under Emperor Nero. Later, in the 5th century CE, the Parthenon was transformed into a Christian church. However, the most damage to the building was done in 1687. The Ottomans were under siege by the Venetians and had stored their ammunition inside the Parthenon. When a shell struck and ignited the ammunition, it blew up. The centermost part of the Parthenon was destroyed, and many of the monument's sculptures were severely damaged. Then, in 1803, a British man named Thomas Bruce, better known as Lord Elgin, removed a large portion of the surviving sculpture, including this figure from the east pediment. It was bought by the British Museum in 1816, and the figure remains in the British Museum to this day, along with other fragments from the east pediment. Scholars agree today that the east pediment of the Parthenon portrayed the birth of the goddess Athena from the head of Zeus. Unfortunately, many figures from the central scene are either lost or partially destroyed, so much of the reconstructed scene is subjective. It is thought that the main Olympian gods stood around Zeus and Athena in the center. Aided by drawings by Jacques Cary in 1674, we were able to determine that Helios' chariot was on the south side and the horses of Selene, the moon goddess, are on the north side, indicating the passage of a day. The male figure that we are interested in was turned away from most of the central figures in the pediment and faced toward the chariot of Helios in the left corner. A vexing question remains. Who is this youthful figure? Although his head is intact, his identity is still up for debate. Several options have been put forth over the years. The most popular of these are Dionysus, Heracles, or Theseus. All were portrayed in contemporary Greek works of sculpture or vase paintings as young, beardless men, much like this figure. Part of the debate hinges on whether the animal skin the youth is reclining on is that of a panther or a lion, which can't be discerned from what remains. If a lion skin, then the figure could either be Theseus or Heracles. However, some scholars have argued that it would not make sense for Theseus to be present at the birth of Athena. Scholars have also noted that if the figure is indeed Heracles, it is not his typical image, as Heracles normally appears older, bearded, and with his club, which is missing from the statue. However, if it is a panther skin, then the figure could be Dionysus, as panthers are closely associated with him. Our figure could also either be holding a kylix, a drinking cup, or a thyrsus, a pinecone staff, both which are symbols of Dionysus. All things considered, the popular consensus is that the figure is indeed Dionysus, and that is who the figure is listed as on the British Museum's website. The question is still debated, however, and new theories are being proposed. DeFry Williams argues in his article on the East Pediment that the identity of this figure is not Dionysus, but rather Ares, the god of war. He claims that the hairstyle of the figure shows that the statue might have originally worn a bronze helmet. The right hand would have held a spear, as in Ares' image elsewhere on the Parthenon. Another idea is that this figure is actually a Roman emperor, added during renovations under Emperor Nero. Neither of these ideas have gained much traction, and the general consensus is still that the figure is Dionysus. Regardless of the identity of the East Pediment figure, the cast of him lounges in the Wilcox Classical Museum today, still maintaining the same relaxed posture as he did over 2,000 years ago.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.